Let's start, shall we? Now then, I've got here an orange, okay? Now, what does an orange remind you of, okay? What does an orange remind you of? What's it make? When you think of an orange, what sort of things do you think about? What comes to mind when you think orange? Do you like oranges? Who likes oranges? Yeah, okay. So what do you think of when you think of an orange?
Marmalade,
yes. Yeah, marmalade.
Half-time at football match.
I hadn't thought about that one, Matthew, but there we are, half-time at football match. I suppose you might say healthy, lots of different things like that. But I wonder, what else does an orange make you think about? Imagine it was a lot bigger. Right, what might it be? What might the orange be then? Here's a clue, all right? Here's a clue, all right? Okay, orange. Not an orange, but like an orange, right? So what we got, what's this? Do you know what that is? What is it? It's the world, that's right, it's the world. Absolutely, it's the world, isn't it? That's the world, and we're on there somewhere, and somewhere on that there. Well, not that one, but that is a pretend world. Now, we could have used one of these, but I think if you'd stuck a candle in one of these, it might well go pop. So we're not a good idea, is it, that one? So it's a reminder, the orange is a reminder of the world. You see, the world is an amazing place, isn't it? And the world, the Bible says, is the place that God made. Now, the thing is, the Bible says God made the world beautiful. He made it good. And there's lots, isn't there, that is good in the world. Lots of things that are really fabulous about the world. You know, there's beautiful seas and beautiful trees and all sorts of things. Beautiful animals. We've got some animals. Okay, so let's have a look. Now, what's your favorite animal? What's your favorite animal, okay? Let's have a look. What's your favorite animal? Let's put the world one up there, shall we? There we go. Favorite animal. Let's have a favorite animal. Yes? A pig. A guinea pig. Too big. Guinea pig. Guinea pig. Okay, got the guinea pig. Lovely. Any other favorite animals? A lion. Elephant. Tiger. A horse. I like unusual animals. My favorite is the red panda. I remember when I saw a red panda, I fell in love with it. I nearly jumped into the cage with it. It was so beautiful. But there we go. So a red panda. But what about these animals? We've got some animals here. Let's have a look what we've got. Oh, no, we've got some trees, beautiful tree, tigers, beautiful fish. Oh, so many amazing colors. Toucans, tree frogs, weird looking creatures. I'm not sure what they are. But there we go, with big eyes. Amazing, isn't it? All the things that God has made. But do you know what? The Bible says God made all of them. God made each one of them. He made this amazing world. There's nothing in this whole world that God didn't make. And because he made everything, that means that he deserves all the glory. Now, who likes painting? Anybody like painting? Yep, yep. Have you ever painted a really nice picture? You've painted a really nice. Imagine that someone said, you know, came up to your picture and they sort of said something a bit horrible about it. You wouldn't feel very good. But if it was a beautiful picture, then people might say, that is a wonderful painting. What a great artist you are. And you know, when we look at the world, lots of people look at the world with all its beauty and they don't think about the one who made it all. They don't think at all about the God who made it. But we would. If we did something beautiful, we would expect to be praised for it. Just like when God made the beautiful world, that he is worthy of our praise. In the Bible, there's a verse and it says this. You are worthy, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. So God deserves all our praise for this wonderful world that he's made. So what does the orange remind us of? What does the orange remind us of? The world. Now you're going to be on the ball here because we're going to work our way through four different things. The orange reminds us of the world. Fantastic. Let's leave that one there. So that's the orange reminding us of the world. Now the thing is that although God has made the world isn't as good like God made it. It's spoiled, isn't it? It reminds us of the world that God has made And although the world was made good with light and life, people have made the world into a very dark place. Now imagine if we turned off all the lights. I can't do that because we've got loads of lights in here today. Imagine we turned off all the lights. It might give you a bit of a shock if we did that. But when we say and do bad things, and when we go our own way and not God's way, when we hurt other people and when we have wars and fighting, we make this world into a dark place, not a place of light, a world that is spoiled. And when we live as if God isn't in that world, it's like we spoil God's good world. The Christingle reminds us that God made a beautiful world, but we've spoiled that beautiful world. And that's why it's even more amazing that God loves this world so much that he sent Jesus to put it right. Well, the Bible says God loves the world. And we're going to sing a song now, which is all about how God is a giving God. Okay, so we're going to sing a song called At This Time of Giving. All right, thanks a lot. Got the first one, the world. Let's stand up as we sing.
At this time of giving, gladly now we bring gifts of goodness and mercy from the heavenly King. Earth could not contain the treasures heaven holds for you. Perfect joy and lasting pleasures are so strong and true. At this time of giving, gladly now we bring gifts of goodness and mercy from the heavenly King. May his tender love surround you at this Christmas time. May you see his smiling face that in the darkness shines. At this time of giving, gladly now we bring gifts of goodness and mercy from the heavenly King. But the many gifts he gives are all poured out from one. Come receive the greatest gift, the gift of God's own Son. Time of giving, gladly now we bring gifts of goodness and mercy from a heavenly King. La 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 la.
Well done, let's sit down. Now then, I don't know what you're expecting for Christmas. Does anybody know what they're going to get for Christmas? Any of you children know what you're going to open? No, not yet. Okay, right. Well, the next thing we come to, the orange reminded us of the world. Fantastic. You're so good. Good. Now, the next thing we come to are the sweets. Okay, so we've got the sweets now. Now, in Psalm 33, there's a verse that says this: the earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. And it is, you know, when you look around, you see an amazing, beautiful world. So many things that we can enjoy, aren't there, in the world that God has given. Now, I've got some gifts now. I need some help. So I said that you haven't opened any, probably haven't opened any presents yet, have you, for Christmas? Well, I'm going to change that. I'm going to let you open some presents, okay? So I need some help. Somebody to come and help me to open some presents. So who's going to open the first one for me? Who's going to open the first one? Come on out. Here we go. Right, friend. Now then, you can choose your present. There's some smaller ones in the bottom. There we go. So you're going for the small one. on the basis that small is usually better. Right, so let's try and find out what's in there. It's exciting, what's in there. It is. You have to be delicate, maybe you have to be careful with that one. Right. So here we go. And inside is some tissue paper. Right, and inside the tissue paper is it's a house. It's a house. What's a house doing in there? What does a house remind you of?
Safety.
Safety, that's a good one. Yeah, houses. We all live in houses, don't we? God has given us homes to live. Is there anybody here who hasn't got a house to live in? No, you've all got a house, haven't you? That's because God is a good God, and he gives us places to live. So there's the first one, a house to live in. Hang on to that one there for me. There we go, a house to live in. Anyone else got someone that I need another present to be open now? Here we go. Who's going to open another present for me? I've got five more in here. Here we go. There we go. Do you want to choose one out of there for me? It's a big one. It's a heavy one. It's a heavy one. Right, here we go. What's in this one? It's. You can throw this one into the air if you like. You can throw this one. Oh, yes, it's a balloon. Now, are you going to come and hold this one for me? Can you come up to the front and hold that one for me? Come and stand next to Francesca. Come up with mummy. There we go. Now, I've got some more. Who's going to help me with these? Anybody got? I've got some more in here now. The balloon, you see, reminds us that of fun. The things we can do that are great fun. And we can have lots of fun with balloons, can't we? I need another. Somebody else going to open one? Come on, Chris. Come on. We need you over here. Let's have a look what we can find in here. There we go, Chris. Have a look what we've got in there. Another one, going for the small one. Here we go, let's have a look. What's in there, Chris? It's exciting, this one. What do you think might be in this one? They're a bit surprising, some of them. Chris has got more tissue paper, and he has got an orange, and a onion,
two potatoes.
And a mushroom. Right. I did say, okay, so, right. So what do these ones remind us of then? What do they, the mushroom's going off a bit, is it? Chris, what's this is all?
Food.
It's all food, isn't it? God gives us the food that we, do you ever think about that? That God gives you the food that's on your table, your Christmas dinner, God provides that. God provides us those things to eat. Brilliant, thank you very much. I've got two more now. Here we go. Someone needs some help. Anybody going to help me on this one? Let's have a look. I'll tell you what, you do want to come and help me unwrap one over here. Do you want to unwrap my present for me? There we go. Do you want to help unwrap it? There we go. You help take the paper off. There we go. Give a pull. There we go. That's it. There we go. That's it. You're doing really well. Shall you have a look? Oh, what's on the bottom? What's it a picture of? Oh, what's that one of? Picture of? Family. It's family. That's it. Right. So we've got family now. So here we go. We've got family. So have you ever thought about that? Perhaps sometimes when you get each other cross, you kind of think, actually, I don't really give God much thanks for my family. But family is really, really good. I know there's a duck in the middle, but that's in the background, you see. So ignore the duck. So we got that one. There we got family. We'll leave that one down there. Now we've got one more to go. Okay, what have we got in here? Anybody going to help me with this one? Oh, have we got anyone over there? Let's have a look. These innocent people in the middle, do you want to open that one for me? There we go, thank you. Right, let's open that one up. So we've got there some more. Let's have a look what's in that one, yes. And now you've got to interpret this one, really. What's this one? There we go. What's this one then? That one there? Friends, yay! Yes, we've got friends here as well. So these are all amazing gifts from God. God is a gracious God. He gives us wonderful things. He gives us food. Hopefully you've got a bit more food at Christmas than this. And he gives us homes to live in. He gives us fun. He gives us families. He gives us fun. Do you ever thank God for those things, the good gifts he gives to us? Great. Thank you ever so much. Pop them on the chairs behind you. There we go. Just there. And that's that. We're going to sit down. You see, the thing is, God doesn't just give us wonderful gifts, but he gives us the best gifts of all. The Bible says that God has come to give us life and have it to the full. Life and to the full. So God gives us good gifts to enjoy. At Christmas, we remember Jesus being born into the world to give us the best life that we could possibly enjoy. He said he came so that every single one of us could have life in all its fullness. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, all of us here, we have mums and dads, or a mum or a dad, and they will want us to have the best possible life that we could have. They'll do whatever they can to make sure that we have the best life, a complete life. When my children were growing up, and some of them, they're here today, so hopefully they'll be able to say this was true, but we would take them on walks up the hills, and we would go on bike rides and trips out, and we'd go sledging, even though I got all hot and sweaty when I went sledging and on these bike rides with them. But the reason we did it was we wanted them to have a full and a complete life. And in the same way, Jesus wants us to have life to the full, a wonderful life. He loves us so much, he wants the best for us. And we're going to discover what this best gift of all is. The sweets and the Christingle remind us of God's gifts. That's right. So the orange reminds us of the world. The sweets remind us of God's gifts. Great stuff. Great. Well, we're going to have that now. I don't know, Mal, have we got enough for the song? Great.
This morning, the Sunday School did a little song, and we've been enjoying singing this song, I think, in Sunday School over the last few weeks. Now, there's not so many of you here this evening, but I think someone will be a bit disappointed if we don't do it, won't they? So here we go. Now, the words are very small here because these were done for the children. So, girls, can you help us out here? Justin, would you like to sort of hold that there? If you've got good specs, you can see some words. Oh, hello. Right, that's amazing. Please do join in. Some of the words are quite simple. There might be a few of the words pop up on screen. But we'll enjoy this one together for the last time this year. Okay.
There's a baby ooh, ah, in the manger, hush, shh, baby Jesus, ooh, ah, there's a danger that we're going to wake him up. He's such good news, we can't shut up. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound, shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to hush, hush. There's a baby in the manger, hush, shh, baby Jesus, ooh, ah, there's a danger that we're going to wake him up. He's such good news, we can't shut up. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound, shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down.
Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. Shout and sing.
Cool, really, really good. Well done. Great. Now we think we need a turn to do some singing now, so we're going to sing a lovely carol, Silent Night. So we can sing Silent Night together. Take our seats. Now, so far we've got an orange which stands for the world, and we've got the sweets that stand for God's good gifts, that's right, and we now come to the candle. Now, the candle, well, that reminds us in a way of the most important part of Christmas. Now, once Jesus said something about himself. He called himself lots of different names. So he said, I am the good shepherd. He talked about lots of different things. But he said one thing, I am the light of the world, said Jesus. I am the light of the world. So the candle reminds us of Jesus, the light of the world, the one who shines light into the darkness of this world. Jesus said, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, what did Jesus mean? Now, think for a minute about the dark. Who likes the dark? Does anybody like the dark? What's dark good for? Sleep. What else is dark good for? Hiding. Hiding's good in the dark. It's good for fireworks, isn't it? Fireworks aren't much good if it's not dark, is it? It's good for light. Light is good for those things, isn't it? And sometimes when it's dark, it can be a bit scary, can't it? When it's dark, it's hard to find your way. When it's dark, it can be a bit, scary. When it's dark, you can't see anything or find anything. When it's dark, it's hard to find your way around. Once I was on a treasure hunt. Well, it wasn't a treasure, it was a walk at night. And we did this night walk at midnight, and there were no lights. We're in the field, and we're walking along like this through the field, seeing if there was anything in front of us. And suddenly, I bumped into something. And I thought, what's this? And I was trying to feel it. And then the thing I was feeling went, moo. We walked into a field of cows and we didn't see any of them. Really a bit scary. So we didn't know how many cows were in the field. But a candle would have made a big difference, would it? Probably the cow would have chased me or something there. But there we go. The light shows us which way to go. It does, doesn't it? The light shows us which way to go. Now, remember we said earlier that our world is a very dark place because of the things that we've done wrong, because we've turned away from God. And Jesus said he's come as a bright light to shine into the world. That's why Jesus came. And if we follow the light, the Bible says, he will keep us safe. He'll keep us safe. Now, if we'll follow Jesus, that's what he said he will do. He's like a light showing us which way to go. And how do we get that light? That's the question. Well, the Christingle reminds us of the light of Jesus. So what does the orange remind us of? What does the sweets remind us of? God's good gift. And the candle reminds us of Jesus, the light of the world. Brilliant. Well, let's pray, and then we're going to watch a little film for a few minutes. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to be the light of the world. We thank you that you loved this world, even though it was a dark place. Dark because people like us, boys and girls and mums and dads and adults, had gone their own way and turned away from you. And that made the world a dark place and a sad place, a place where there was hatred, a place where there was fighting and wars, a place where there was sadness. But Lord Jesus, we thank you that when you came, you said you'd come to bring light and hope into this dark world. And we pray that we might discover something of that light and life that you bring this Christmas. Help us in our families, in our homes. Lord, we pray especially for the people who'll be sad this Christmas, the people who've got who haven't got any friends around them or family, who'll be on their own. We pray for those who are living on the streets, who are homeless, have got nowhere to put down their heads. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would comfort them and that we would show compassion to the people around us. Lord Jesus, as you are a light to the world, help us to bring your light to the people around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to watch a video now, and it's called Happy Land Nativity. So I don't think you'll have seen this before. It's quite cute, but it tells a good story. So just watch carefully.
The very first Christmas was long, long ago. A girl called Mary had started to grow. Inside she carried a wee baby boy, and an angel was sent to tell of the joy.
Yee! Angel and rocket.
That's not in the story. Angels don't need rockets.
Mary was speechless. She didn't know how, These things could have happened, but still she bowed. The angel then made an appearance to Jo, who was worried when Mary had started the show. But Gabriel said, "You may find this odd. Just trust me. These things are all coming from God. Mary is carrying God's only son, the saviour of old, the long promised one. So call his name Jesus, your maker in skin. He's come now to save all his people from sin." Meanwhile, great Caesar Augustus in Rome had made a decree, "Return to your home." For Joseph, this ruling meant Bethlehem town. So they rode on their donkey all the way down.
Dad, coming to your hand.
What are you doing? She said they were riding on a donkey, not a helicopter.
Fine, that's better.
That's not in the story.
Arriving in Bethlehem, Mary was blooming. But try as they might, no hotels had room in. They asked one innkeeper, "Sir, are you able?" The innkeeper said, "Oh, go on, use my stable." So Jesus was born in a cold cattle shed, with nowhere to lay him. A trough was his bed.
Wait, what? That can't be in the story.
Actually, it is. Listen.
Now out in the fields, some angels appeared to shepherds who cowered and all of them feared. One angel said, "Peace, I bring you good news. The Saviour is born, so put on your shoes." The shepherds all hurried to old Bethlehem to worship the baby who'd been born for them. Away in the east, there lived some wise men who followed a star wherever it went. They knew it would lead them to worship the king. So gold, incense and myrrh they did bring.
It's getting crowded now.
Do you think there's room?
Now here around the baby, the world is invited. The strongest and weakest, they all are united. From wise men to shepherds, from angels to sheep, from shiniest heights to the darkest deep. So come to the manger, see God become small. The true Christmas story has room for us all.
It's bigger than you thought.
Maybe it is in the story.
Great, right. It's a lovely little presentation on that one. So, so far, what have we got? We've got orange, reminds us of the world, and the sweets, reminds us of God's good gifts, and what was next? The light of the world, the candle, reminds us of the light of the world. And now we come to the final bit of the Christingle, which is the red ribbon. The red ribbon. Now, what does the red ribbon make us think about? Wrapping up too many parcels, probably. What does the red ribbon make us think about, eh? Any ideas? Let's have a look. What does the red ribbon make us think about, eh? Yeah, it's about the cross, isn't it? About the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. And that's really the next part of the Christingle. It's the red ribbon that reminds us that Jesus died on the cross so that we could be forgiven. There's a verse in the Bible that helps us to really get hold of this one. And this is what it says. It says here in the Bible, "For Christ died for our sins once for all, the righteous, that's Jesus, for the unrighteous, that's us, to bring us to God." You see, even though we didn't deserve it, even though we are the people who've done wrong and made this world the dark place that it is, Jesus came into the world. It would be a very sad thing if we were to think about Jesus dying, wouldn't it? And at Christmas, we want to think about happy things, don't we? Happy things like Jesus being born. But the reason that Jesus was born was so that he could die. That sounds a sad thing. All of us are born so that we can live. But Jesus was born to die. Thinking about Jesus without the cross, you see, is a bit like thinking about Strictly Come Dancing without the dancing. Or High School Musical without any music. You can't have Christmas without Jesus going to the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, you see, boys and girls, and older ones as well, he died for the wrong things that we've done. Not because he'd done anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He was perfect. But he died to take our place. He took the punishment that we should have deserved. Well, that's an amazing thing, isn't it? Now, some of you got brothers or sisters. Has anybody got a brother or sister here? Yeah, okay. Now, I want you to imagine that they got into trouble and you got the blame, that they did something wrong and you got the blame for it. How would you feel? Has it ever happened? Yes, right, yes, it has happened, hasn't it? It's horrible, isn't it, when you get the blame for something that you didn't do. But you know, that's what happened to Jesus. He got blamed. He took the punishment for what he didn't do, for what we did instead. And so that we can go free. And that is amazing. We should have been the ones who got into trouble. We're the ones who should have been punished. But Jesus took it instead. Now, it's not very nice to think about God having to punish us, is it? But those who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ escape that punishment because Jesus took it himself when he died on the cross. And the red ribbon of Christingle, that reminds us of Jesus dying in our place. So, before we come to make our Christingles, can you remember them all? Okay, let's start from the beginning. What did we have? We had the orange that reminds us of the world that God made, isn't it? And then we learned about the sweets, which reminded us of God's good gifts, isn't it? That's right. And then there was the candle that reminded that Jesus is the light of the world. And the ribbon that reminds us of Jesus' death on the cross, isn't it? Jesus' death on the cross. Now, we've had a special song written, never before sung anywhere else in the entire world. First time we're going to sing it here. And it's, you might think, well, I don't know the tune, but you know. You do know the tune because we're going to sing it to the famous tune of While Shepherds Watched, all right? So it's the Christingle song to the tune of While Shepherds Watched. So keep in your head While Shepherds Watched as you sing this one. And then the words are going to come up on screen, hopefully up there as well. So let's sing together to the tune of While Shepherds Watched.
Dying on the cross, the Lord.
That was good, wasn't it? Let's sit down, shall we? Now then, we're going to come now to the time when we make our Christingles. Now, first of all, who's made a Christingle before? Have you made one before? Okay, so you know what you're doing, so you can help the people around you who've not made one before. So what you're going to be doing is, you have an orange, like that. Okay, and in your orange there's a little cut, and you get your candle with a bit of tin foil like that, and that goes into, like that. And then you get some cocktail sticks, four of them. One, two, three, four. But before you put them in the orange, you want to put onto them some sweets, okay? Have you got a picture of those? There's the Christingle up there. So you can put raisins, or you can put flumpy things, marshmallowy bits, and you stick those on. And when you've done all of that, then what you do is you put the red ribbon all around, and it's sticky. So you don't even have to try and make it stick. It will stick it yourself. So that's what you're going to do. Make a Christingle. Now, we don't mind how many. We've got 40 oranges, all right? So we hope we've got enough. Otherwise, we'll be nipping off and buying some more. Okay, so what we want you to do is to find yourself a table at the side. Perhaps some of the church folk, you can perhaps help with getting those put together. And find yourself a table and make a Christingle over the next few minutes, okay? And we're going to do that. And then, having made the Christingle, then we're going to light them all and come and sit, stand up here up the front. And we've got a song to sing to finish then. All right? So, if you'd like to work your way to a table, if that table's looking a bit full, move to another table. If you're on that side of the room, you might want to go to there. Okay? And let's make up your Christingle. Mums and dads, parents, you can help. Or you can make one yourself as well, if you like. You can be... You